There was this report that came out last week. Don't know if you
Wales.
Read it or not. Saying,
Barley's the worst place for women to live.
Yeah, so, and part of the stuff that came out about, I mean, there have been good responses saying, yeah, I love it here, I love living here, but one thing that has been brought up is we still have work to do in the tech community, women being a very small minority in there. What have your own experiences been being a woman who's working in the tech industry and in the startup industry?
For sure. So not only am I a woman in tech, but I'm also a developer, a female developer, which is even more rare. So there have been interesting challenges and opportunities being a woman in tech. So I often get a lot of spotlight because I am one of the very few female developers and entrepreneurs and just a woman in tech. But there's also challenges just in, I find, just in communication, just because there are differences in how females and males interact and communicate about things. So sometimes everyone's very helpful in the community. But sometimes, whether it's communicating about different challenges you're facing or wanting to get some comfort from one another, it's just different communication barriers, how people describe and go through those experiences. So sometimes it can be lonely.
Do you feel that it works both ways in some ways, where you might feel that sometimes it can be lonely, or you feel like it's hard to, I guess, relate, but also there you're getting added spotlight, sometimes, I guess, attention? Or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely always a ton of events to attend as a female in tech, and definitely sometimes lonely, and I don't even realize it until I find another female in tech, and we've had so many similar experiences, and it's that I thought no one else was going through.
One of the things that of the women that I was speaking to earlier today was talking about how some of the challenges start right early with kids, and even in high school, how it can be very unpopular for girls in high school to be interested in technology of all things, or being in the STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, anything like that. What was your own experience at that time?
Definitely. I always found it a bit of a barrier, just that it was really intimidating. Like, it was just not even seen really as an option to take a programming course in high school for me. And it seemed like you had to have done programming since you were 10 to even take the high school programming course. So it wasn't even an option for me, which was really sad. And I was really intimidated to go into programming. It wasn't until I had to take a first year programming course at university that I realized that I could definitely do it. And it didn't matter that I hadn't done it since I was a child.
And what about as far as your experience at university goes? I mean, a lot of times you talk, I was speaking to this one woman today. She was saying in a class of maybe 100 engineering students, there's maybe a tenth of them are girls or things like that. What was your own experience there?
Yeah, definitely. It's probably even worse in software engineering. So luckily, my roommates also, I convinced them to go into software engineering as well. But we were very rare. Yeah. So it was different. Like we completely stood out. So we were definitely in our own group. But yeah, I don't know. This is
I guess, but you made it through. Yeah. that's the end result. If you could speak to the support network that there is in the region for women in technology. Do you have people that you can talk to here in the Velocity Garage, or do you find common ground anywhere?
Well, in terms of just going through entrepreneurship, just through all the other companies, there's a lot of common ground. And there are some unique challenges or just feelings and roller coaster rides as a female too. And I definitely find that support through other females in the area. And I didn't even realize that I needed that until some other female founders moved into the garage and we had lunch one day and we're bonding over all of these struggles that we both had.
Is there any feelings of a glass ceiling still of any point, or do you feel as if you could do anything at all?
Sometimes, there's different things that, first of all, this is good and bad, that when someone approaches our team, they always assume that Riley's the technical founder and they'll always direct any questions to him, which is frustrating sometimes. But usually I can overcome that quickly by just surprising them with the fact that I am the sole technical founder. Certain challenges, I find like that, again, sometimes certain people don't address me. I don't know whether it's just they think that I'm not technical or whether they don't even realize they're doing it. But in general, most people are really aware of that and really even between both sexes.
Yeah. Is there anything else that I haven't asked yet that on this subject that you still think that I haven't, you know, there's something that you want to say that I haven't talked about yet, or what do you think?
I don't know how to say this right, but definitely during high school and university, I always was intimidated because I find that females and males just talk differently about things. So like guys often, especially when they're younger, they'll be very overconfident about things, but that's just how they're talking. They're not trying to be rude. But so constantly, like in high school, they would say things like, that was so easy, like I've made like a million web pages and like it's so easy. So when you haven't tried anything like that before, it's really intimidating to start when you hear that. Or when I went into my first year of engineering, I remember hearing like they thought all these exams were so easy, and then a lot of my class and I found them really challenging. And then when the marks came out, I was in the top percentage of my class. And I think that's something a lot of females go through. They just like underestimate themselves, and so there's a difference there. So just something that I have to get over, and I'll constantly remind myself that you're doing fine. It's just how different way of framing things.